Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang! What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, video game bang weekend edition. For once, we are not live on twitch.tv. And yes, I did make my co-host sit through the theme song because that's how I get in the zone. That's how I get juiced up. And I need to be in the zone because we just got back from an amazing event called the Capital Creative Showcase in our very own city of Sacramento. Joining me is my good friend to the right. Couldn't do it without her. Emma Skies, what's up?
It's very true. That is very true. You could not do this without me.
No.
I will take that.
You hard carried the load today because we had a little streaming set up and you put in like a solid hour and a half, almost 2 hours of streaming the indie games.
Nexi too, yeah. It was. I'm super tired.
And you, yeah, that's her. Nexi was here. Was also at Capital Creative Showcase.
Hello. I was there.
Nexi was there.
Nexus was there.
It was really cool event. And if you guys have been listening to the show the last like month or two, you know we've had like more special guests than typical, and they've all been local Sacramento indie developers. And it's because the Sacramento scene is in a really crazy growth period, it feels like, and there's a lot of cool projects going around. The SDC, the Sacramento Developer Collective, put on this event, and they invited a lot of people who go out to their game jams, and it was like they spanned the gamut. There was tiny teams of like one person who just has a dream, like Pwn and Patu, and then there were like these prodigy kids there with a game called Dust and Diamond that was insane. Emma, what do you think of just Sacramento's little budding game development community?
It was a really good group of people. It was a really good group of games, actually, I think. I got to play a couple of them. I know you guys got to play a couple of them. It's nice to see that there's that much in Sac.
Yeah, and you wouldn't know unless you look for it.
Right.
Is the thing. Like, this event, you know, honestly wasn't well attended. But I think once the word gets out of like who was there and what actually happened and what went down and some of the partnerships and like things that were formed at these events like this are monumental. Like, I think honestly the things that happened at this event could potentially shape video game history. And I'll get to that in a minute. But Nexi, you were first on deck. You got there before all of us. You were there during the magic of setup. You brought your own setup. We were using your kit. Uh-huh. With a nice microphone. You had your little mixer and stuff. We were in Nexi's zone.
My $120 headphones.
Whoa, weird flex, bro. Come on, man. You don't got to flex on us like that. We're all friends here. What did you think? What games did you get to play and what were your impressions?
I got to play. First, I start off with Robo-T, which I was freaking out the entire time I was playing it because it was so wholesome. It was so cute. It was all the art, coding, and story was done by one person.
Oh, wow.
And then all the music was done by a group of people. And it was a pretty short game. But the story like really pulls you in. It was very impressive.
It was a text-based adventure game, right? Because I played a little bit of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like a robo-guardian of some planet thing, and you get to make little micro decisions that change the path of the story.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The little robo, the person who wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Whatever words are. I ended up holding hands with them.
Damn, getting hot and heavy.
Yeah. I know, calm Woo! Down now.
To quote the game, my face plates were about to melt.
That's like typical Nexi, man. What's up with you? You had like so many guys just coming up to the booth being like, is Nexus here? Like, I heard she's on this show.
Oh my God.
And luckily none of them like saw each other. I imagine you were like Mrs. Doubtfiring all of them. You like go talk to like one
is
dude.
Are you old enough to get that reference?
I've seen it.
Okay.
Thank God.
I've seen it.
The funny part is I haven't.
Really?
What?
The irony. Oh, moving on. No. Anyway.
Did you get to play that one, Emma?
No, I played Temple of the Goddess, which was, I guess, was just like a proof of concept kind of leveling thing. And then I played a little bit of The Lonely Zombie, which I only broke a few times.
So Lonely Zombie.
I broke a lot.
I think I might have broke the first level. That was the
I
one.
I only got to play one level.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was so broken I couldn't move on to the
Did
next
Did you get
stage.
To the grapple thing and you couldn't figure it out?
No, I was able to do that. I was able to complete level one, but I couldn't move forward because I don't think that they actually put in level two into the program that was available to you demo.
Depends on which act you were in.
Act one.
Yeah.
So, Aaron from the SDC, who was on the show like during our kickoff, that was his game.
Yeah.
And to their credit, they had the nicest booth.
Yeah.
Like they had like the giant PVC pipe that looked like a street light. Like they actually themed their booth out to be like the game. And it was rough because like they had like a lot of boxes that said like floor, you
ground.
Know, like yeah, ground yeah. and obstacle and things like that still. Yeah. So it was really proof of concept. And that's the game to where I can't wait till that game gets a little more of the narrative.
Yeah.
Because he pitched it to us and it's basically, you know, it's like a spin on the old zombie motif where the zombie's actually the hero.
He's just trying to live his life.
He's just trying to live his life being a zombie and people keep trying to kill him. So I like where he's going with that. I thought that the slingshot mechanics were pretty interesting take for like the platform. Like you felt gratified.
Yeah, once I figured out how to do that.
Yeah, and that's basically from what was playable. It's like a lot of jumping. Like there's an attack. And then, like, a lot of, like, grapple from here to here to get to this platform.
I spent a good 5 minutes just going in circles on the grapple because I was having such a fun time.
Yeah. Well, I don't do keyboard or mouse. And so keyboard and mouse is already difficult enough. But you put in platforming, I was struggling.
Oh, no.
I was struggling hard. So I got to one where, like, you're climbing up and up and up. And I'd get to the top and then I'd fall back down to the bottom. And I was like, I'm going to kill myself. But, no, it was a lot of fun. One of the devs ended up coming in and watching for a while and helping me out. He was eventually the one that pointed out that I couldn't get past a point because he'd accidentally deleted an asset from the game on the build I was on. So he was like, no, you just get to the end of that. But no, he was helping me get through some of the levels. It was a lot of fun.
That's the great thing about this event and the people showing their games is that like it's indie and it's like raw and it's not supposed to be polished. And they're just there showing you what their current build is. Mm-hmm. And they like it when you break their games. Like, because that's a bug that they didn't find yet, and they just like that people are experiencing theirs. Like, I was in a band for a bunch of years, and, like, you know, it's you love it when someone digs your music, or even just seeing someone, you know, like, tap their foot to a song you made. And I feel like that's pretty close to the feeling they must get, you know, to see, you know, Emma go on there and stream, and Nexi go on in their stream, and they're breaking the games, and, you know, they go on the podcast later and talk about their metal cheeks melting, like, you know, that
faceplates.
Yeah, their metal faceplates. They're like, I wrote that line, and someone enjoyed it. Like, that's fucking cool.
What did you get to play?
I actually played Sign Space.
Yeah.
Yeah, we interviewed the developer for that one here, and I put, you know, a solid, you know, 15 minutes into it, and it's a complicated ass game. I feel like I needed the dev over my shoulder, you know, explaining it. But you know, I made sure I was wearing, you know, the appropriate drip. You know, I got to go to like some. I was just like a character living my life. It was kind of like Sims. So I started dancing a little bit. I made sure, you know, I changed my outfit. That's basically all I did. I couldn't focus. There's so much sensory because, like, you know, we were in this corner, awesome sound booth. Thing and you know I see people walking over to the booth, which brings me to like the first point of like, you think it's just a small indie event, why would I go to that? Tickets were dirt cheap. And there was actual like people from industry walking around unbeknownst to a lot of people. So Emma and myself were talking to a dude from ID Xbox.
Hell yeah. Like, high up.
Do you remember the guy's name?
David Asher something. I'm a terrible person. His name was David, though.
David flew in from Seattle, Xbox headquarters, and was just there to scout potential video games for the program. And, you know, you kind of see it on E3, really, is when it comes to prevalence, and they go on there and they talk about how many indie games that they're repping, and you assume that, you know, these are, like, big games. You know, you don't think that they're going to, you know, Little Sacramento to see all of our best.
Yeah, he talked about So they're about 4 years into the program now, and at the 2 year mark, they all got a plaque for having 150 games in the ID at Xbox program. And this year they're going to hit 1100. So in the first 2 years they did 150, and then in the following 2 years they did what, like 900.
That's insane.
And like next thing, you know, you're talking about building a game. Mm-hmm. You know, if your game is at the next one, Xbox is there, and they're going around looking. Oh, like, God. If that wasn't enough pressure, you got Xbox going around. You know, like a scout does. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think, oh, you know, they only scout college games. No, this is like,
it, speaking of my game though, it was really weird because I was just walking around and I actually got stopped by a couple people who recognized me from the podcast and said, I heard that episode and I love your game idea. And I'm just like, thank you. Like, I felt so like weird to be spotted by people that I didn't know. Yeah. That had recognized me from something. I'm like, wow. So this is what it feels
and
like.
It's just the power.
It's an
of the,
odd feeling.
It's the power of the SAC, you know, the collective's support of each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been interviewing a lot of them. So their colleagues all listen in and they want to hear. And a lot of people, because, you know, we only had so many slots before the event. And so we had a bunch of developers who wanted to be on. We chose the ones that we kind of left it up to like a committee, basically, where we all just kind of voted on the ones we thought were interesting. And then we go to other booths, like, yeah, we were on the list. You know, we didn't make it, but could we be on, like, in a future episode? And the one that was the most impressive that I think, for me anyway, stole the show was Dust and Diamond. Did you guys get a chance
to play
that
one? Is
that
the one with the kids?
Yeah, the mobile game. I walk up, these two kids, awesome matching red shirt. Their dad's, you know, there helping support. It's like one of those match three type of games.
Yeah.
But it's got this mining element to it where you're... It has multiple tables and level ups and power ups, and it's super in depth and looks polished. Like, this looks like a badass game. And I see these kids and I'm like, oh, hey, little fellas. Like, you know, what you guys working on? And they show me this game. I'm, God damn, this is beautiful. You guys did this? And the dad's like, yeah, man. Like, he's has like a big corporate job doing programming and stuff. And he just empowers his kids. And they're like, yeah, this is our fourth game. And
fourth game.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you were a condescending dude.
I was a condescending
kids.
Prick because I'm like,
oh. I was about to say.
Yeah, I was like, oh, these kids can't make anything of substance. You know, they're children. I've seen Home Alone. Kids are dumb. No, these kids were virtuosos. And I'm like, so it has a big old, like, available now on the Android store. So right now, if you're listening to this, you want to see what these kids came up with and how polished it is, look up Dust and Diamond on the Android game store. And it's a beautiful game. And I was like, you guys have a leaderboard? And they're like, hell yeah. He pops up the leaderboard and it's like pages long. So I asked the kids, like, how many people do you have as your player base? How many people have logged in? Like, oh, 4,000.
They've created, no big deal.
Yeah, $4,000. Or not $4,000. 4,000 people on their leaderboard. Like, that's insane. Inspiring. And then as we were talking to David from Xbox, I asked him, like, you know, so what are the games that really impressed you? And that was the first one he mentioned. He said the Dust and Diamond game over there. Like, I mentioned a little bit about porting, like, you know, if it was possible, whatever. And just that conversation is open. And so what I'm saying, when I was saying at the beginning of the show, how, like, how important this event can be, those kids are 12. They just kind of got discovered by Xbox at this little event that we were just at. And no doubt these kids are going to have a career in game making. Like, look up whoever the developer or whatever they're calling themselves for this company. These are the kids that are going to be making those games, those indie games that are going to be ID at Xbox. We're going to see it next year at E3 or maybe their next jam. And it all took place at this one little event that most people wouldn't have even known was going down. Anybody interesting you got to meet over there, Emma, that you were, like, kind of impressed with?
I mean, I was really excited that ID at Xbox was there, so that kind of stole the show for me. I have a lot of
respect. You did fangirl just a little bit.
I have a lot of respect for that, the ID at Xbox program, and I obviously, like, Xbox is my thing, and I really love indie games, and so the fact that, like, they have that level of outreach, and seeing, like, you already know they reach out to the indie community a lot, but, like, the level of outreach, like, dude runs, you know, is, like, their project manager for ID at Xbox, and he's on a plane from Seattle to go to this event, and then he gets back on the plane the same day. Like, he just came for this.
Yeah.
Like, that, they're that involved in this community, and they're that interested in doing that kind of outreach. Like, I really like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was impressed because I figured they reached out, but I didn't think they were going to events like this.
You know,
like that's really cool. I think another cool person we got to talk to was the dude from the library.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chris.
Chris from the library. And the library's not like a trendy restaurant. It's called like the library, like the actual library.
Yeah, public library.
Yeah, came up, and I never really thought that the libraries were competing with each other for like things, and they got like big guests coming up. What was the guy's name?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, yeah, he's coming. Like that's okay. Happening. Our involvement
Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, I walked up and you guys were like in a conversation. You're like, "Do you know who Neil Gaiman is?" And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about? What are we talking about? What are we doing? What's up?"
Yeah, he's coming down to the library to do like a free event, basically.
Hell yeah!
And so that's why they were there, and they partner with the game developers and stuff, and mm-hmm. it's just one big local community that like if you don't go to these events, you just don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
What did you play any other games, Emma?
Those are the only two I got to play, and then I handed it off to you.
So when I got on there, I was having a little bit of stream difficulties because I'm not a little tech whiz like you guys. So I played a little bit of that Science Space.
I handed it to you perfectly
on the game that Nexi was playing.
Wow.
And I was trying to get through. I didn't know how long it was, and I wasn't like prepped. Mm-hmm. I was like,
the Lonely Zombie. Is that what you're talking about?
No,
Robo-T. Okay. And so I was like, when do I fight? Like, when's the game start?
It's just wholesome. It's wholesome content.
He doesn't think that's a game.
Now I'm okay. Yeah. I mean,
we're going to open your eyes. It's okay.
It's an experience. I'll give it that. It's mm-hmm. definitely an experience.
Mm-hmm. If there's no shooty, he doesn't
shoot, bang, bang. Another.
So is Dead by Daylight not a game?
No.
Wow.
No, that's a game. There's killing in it. Game's got to have killing or something like that.
Death is not an escape.
The other team that was there was the EA Capital Games crew.
Yeah.
These are like the big fish who actually sponsored the event. So they're the ones who threw down and really helped the Capital Creative people get this event off the ground. And they were just chill, man. They were giving away stickers. I got a pocket full of like EA stickers. I never thought I'd be excited to have EA stickers, but these guys were so freaking cool. And down to earth, and just like their mission is super similar to like our shows, where it's like, you know, we're focused on the things we got going, but what's it all mean if you're not giving back to like the local and networking with the local and building that scene? So the whole point of this thing was that they pick up and absorb smaller indie devs to join their teams, and this is where they go to find and craft talent. And then the dude dumpstered me in some Star Wars trivia because I thought I could.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I could throw down a little bit, but no.
No.
What else was there to that?
The table next to us had fruit roll-ups. And I was very. That's nothing to do with the games, but I was really excited that they had fruit roll-ups and gushers at the table next to us. I was trying really hard not to.
Wait, they had gushers?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Dude, I haven't had gushers in so long.
And there was
long.
Cookies too, and they were hidden behind the signs. They were hiding those ones for themselves.
I loved our booth buddies. We got really blessed with booth buddies because those guys had the snacks on one side and a pretty fun game. It was like, they called it like Minecraft Overwatch.
It was a Battle Cubes?
Battle Cubes.
Was it Battle Cubes or Battle Blocks?
Oh, it might have been Battle Blocks. That rolls up. I want a mug. Yeah. I can go look at my mug real quick. I got a coffee mug because I entered their raffle. But they were some good old boys. I played their game. I ended up breaking their score record.
Really?
Well, I broke their game, which gave me infinite points.
Wow.
So I was like, so technically I'm best in NA. And they're like, yeah, actually, you got the highest score ever in this game. So I...
Doesn't count.
And then on
how does that not count?
Because it's you.
That's true.
Mr. Esports just dominated another game.
Yikes. And then our other side was the Taboo Ohana guys.
The Taboo, yeah. So
a ton of fun.
If you guys... Emma, that was your first time getting to spend like a long period of time with those guys. Like they're wild.
A little bit.
Oh yeah.
They're fun.
They're super fun. And they not donated, but they were the ones who had the chairs there for the streaming booth. So that's what we get to. I almost took a nap because
honestly, it was my first time streaming in a chair that wasn't a $60 hard plastic IKEA chair with zero cushioning.
Yeah.
I was I was so blessed. I kept like saying, by the way, Tabo Ohana, go get their chairs.
And then you ate 20 nuggets for some reason. Yeah, you're a wild person to do an event with.
Dude, it gets wilder.
Wilder than 20 nuggets?
Yeah.
What?
Try 22 nuggets.
Good Lord.
But yeah, I was brought by one of my viewers just decided to stop by and bring me 20 spicy nuggets from Wendy's, and it was so pure. It was a blessing. I hadn't eaten in 24 hours.
Why have you not eaten in 24 hours? It's not healthy.
I just don't have the time.
Sometimes you just forget. It happens.
Yeah.
Well, 20 nuggets. Do they even sell? How do you get 20 nuggets? They
don't order 20 nuggets. It's an order.
I thought you could only order them like 5 at a time.
You can do 4, 6, or 10, and he did 2 orders of 10.
I never thought of that.
It's like you've never been to McDonald's and got the 50 nuggets and a gallon of sweet tea.
I haven't, actually.
For like $10.
The spicy nuggets, though, that was a genius marketing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How they brought those back on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Dude, spicy nuggets are god tier. You get spicy nuggets and a chocolate frosty, and your life is complete.
Yeah,
you don't need anything else.
I gotta stop. I'm hungry.
Yeah. other shout outs to people we saw there. Jay Gist, of course, from the.
I missed Jay. I didn't even see him there.
You didn't see Jay and his family?
I did not.
Yeah, they stopped by, and again, they've been doing tons of great stuff in the community. I actually got interviewed, which was I was honored. From the Sacramento News and Review.
Hey.
And what was funny is fucking the dude, he said, I listened to the show, and he had like a newsy hat with like a big press credential hanging out of it.
Wow.
Just like in the movies.
No.
Wow.
A big red thing that had his face on it said Sacramento News and Review Press. And I was like, oh, this is a real interview.
Good
and he
Lord.
Pulls out like a little recorder. He's like, do you mind if I record what we talk about? I was like, sure. Yeah. And that's when it kind of really came clear. He started asking really poignant questions. Go figure. He's a reporter guy. Mm-hmm. And it was all about like the gaming scene in Sacramento and what I've noticed in the last year. And what's cool is like in a gaming scene or like a thriving community, it's like a little it's like the atmosphere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you need a little bit of hydrogen and it needs to be just perfect too to make it work. And in Sacramento, we've always had these loosely kind of connected strings. We had tournament organizers like Jay Gist throwing little fighting game tournaments. We have streamers like Nexi and Emma, you know, who are, you know, getting these followings and stuff, influencers. And then you have the game development crews and artists and stuff who are starting to come together and make stuff. You have podcasts trying to promote all this stuff. And now, and you have Tabu Ohana offering, you know, products and bringing, you know, money and sponsorships into the game. Mm-hmm. And so you have all these little pieces, Capital Games. You know, a top tier, you know, org, you know, that's giving back to the community, putting more money into it. Mm-hmm. And now for the first time ever since California State Fair, all these players are getting in rooms together more often, and we're starting to dream bigger, and we're starting to put together partnerships and collaborations.
Create those symbiotic relationships.
Yeah.
Just lifting everybody up and kind of like there's so much potential in Sacramento. But when you think about gaming in California, you really think like Bay Area or LA, like that's mm-hmm. all there is. But Sacramento is really like gonna start pushing
please
itself
continue
through.
To think that way. Don't move here, we don't need the traffic,
you know. I had the same thing. My coworker Drew came over last night, and this is his first like extended time in Sacramento and in Natomas, and he was like, man, this is a nice little spot, like and I could kind of see. And we read a meme, you know, that meme going around that's like, let's stop making fun of Power Rangers, you know, anything like they'll be like, let's stop making fun of Power Rangers. The Red Ranger was the leader. The Blue Ranger was smart.
Oh, I saw the Sacramento one.
The Pink Ranger was cute. The Yellow Ranger. The Green Ranger was dope. You know, like so it's like an insult to that one. There was one about cities in Sacramento that went mega, or cities in California that went mega viral, where it was like, LA's got Hollywood. The Bay Area's got tech. You know, Redding's got this.
Drug addicts.
Sacramento. Santa Monica's got beaches. Like, and I was like, fine, let people keep thinking that. Don't come here. Let us.
Like, our rent is already going out of control. Don't come
honestly,
here.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I would like to look at an apartment that is less than $2,000 and doesn't have carpet in the bathroom or tile countertops, please.
Carpet in the bathroom is a cardinal sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. When I was buying a house, that was a immediate turn off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That and tile countertops. I can't do tile countertops because that is just bacteria that is thriving in that grout.
It's going in such a weird direction.
You're giving grout tips.
I'm so tired.
Emma, what do you think the Sacramento, like, ecosystem that we're talking about needs to really be like, all right, now we're throwing down with the Bay Area?
I guess just if you really want to throw down with the Bay Area, the only thing that, you know, we don't have is like AAA titles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if a AAA company wants to come in here, which again, don't stay away. I don't need your Bay Area traffic. yeah, I think the honestly, it's just that they just have bigger companies. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is too. It's money. We have the talent. Now we need, I think, the city to kind of step up a little bit and make it attractive to bring these companies and businesses that live here so people could get more full-time jobs out of it. Because right now it's just a lot of hobby stuff.
Yeah.
Like everybody here is doing it. It's a labor of love. It's the passion of, you know.
Yeah, the dev I was talking with on Lonely Zombie, I was like, you know, how far are you from like a full, complete, ready-to-ship product? And he's like, well, we don't really know because we all work full-time jobs and like, I only have a couple hours to work on this every week, and this guy only has a few hours every week, and so it's just kind of coming together super slow because, like, nobody does this full time. It's just, like, they're just doing it for the passion of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's – and with these – like, the state fair, the really only reason that that was able to come about was because the state fair has a government budget to put on this event, and they hit up Jay Gist, paid him, you know, a little bit to bring in all these people. And once you get the money going, that's how people start – taking things more seriously and pushing boundaries, and once you have those budgets. And that's kind of some of the more of the questions that Sacramento News and Review were asking me, and I was like, I don't know. You need to talk to smarter people than me to figure that out. All I know is that you can listen to the Video Game Bang on Wednesdays and Saturdays live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, and you can catch up on old episodes on iTunes, Spotify, maybe. If you listen on Spotify and we disappeared, there was a bug that affected a bunch of podcasts, so we have already gone through the steps to re-up, make sure we get posted back on there. But if not, you can listen on Audio Boom, the Google Play Store, anywhere, Pandora, anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find this show. And if you want to get more Emma Skies and check out, you will have missed it already because this is coming out on Monday. But this weekend, Emma's doing a birthday stream.
Coming back to streaming.
And how?
Come back.
Are you doing like a long stream? What's the gimmick?
Probably. I'll probably be on for like 8 to 10 hours. We'll see. I think I'm gonna split it up. I'll do Gears 5 for a bit, and then when it gets dark and spooky, I'll do some scary games. I'm either gonna do Blair Witch or Man of Medan. Have not decided which yet. We'll see. Blair Witch, which is an ID at Xbox game.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I had no idea that was an indie game.
Yeah,
that's a big IP for an indie.
Yeah.
And
who else wanted it?
I don't know. Nexi, what about you? What's your stream schedule? You've been streaming more consistently.
Yeah, I've actually been doing things more often. I just got back into streaming after like a couple day break after my sound card for my headset suddenly stopped working.
Oh.
So I had to buy a new one. It like was so sudden. I just shifted it slightly and then it just stopped. And I had to tape it because it could only work being bent like a certain way. And I'm just like, great. So $20 later and like 3 days, I'm finally back. And I'm going to be doing more streaming. Going to be finishing up Little Nightmares and doing a 2-year anniversary stream on, what are days? Saturday the 14th? Is that what days
That's
are?
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 week from today. So Saturday the 14th. You can check out the 2-year anniversary. Are you doing 24 hours? What you doing?
I'm going to be doing like a probably starting with like a 6-hour stream. And then if like enough people want to torture me, then I'll up it. I'll cap out at 24 hours, but people can up it with like donations or subs or something. I don't know. I just want to die. I want to die already.
Jeez, all right.
It's gonna hurt.
Thank you to our sponsor, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. If you stop in Oblivion Comics and Coffee Monday night, so the day that this
Monday
podcast comes out, the 9th, we are doing a video game themed trivia night. It's just kind of the thing we've been doing once a month, Monday. You could follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They're very good about their schedule. They have a new.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because Emma Skies does it for them, right? It's you. They have a new trivia thing that they do every single week on Fridays, too, right?
Every Friday, sponsored by Triviology.
Yeah.
Come in for just a general trivia.
Yeah, it's really 7 good. 7 p.m. I've actually done a Triviology. They do ones right across, like, in my neighborhood, and I ended up being in the restaurant, did it, and they do, like, the really cool ones with the audio cues and all sorts of cool Ooh. Stuff. So if you guys want to check that out, please do so. And when you go there, get the Bang drink and tell them VGB sent you to save 10%
VGB
on
Sunrise.
Your order. Yeah, the
it's
VGB
not called
Sunrise.
The Bang drink. We don't. Nobody wants that.
Please just go there and say, I want the Bang drink. Slam your money on the table. Cash. Give me the Bang drink. Do that, and you can save 10% on your order. And that's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. For Nexus was here, Emma Skies. My name is Corey Sang. You've just been banged.